McFans have gone away chuffed after that this afternoon. I know you must be happy as well, but also with a critical eye as well in some respects this afternoon.
Of course, I'm delighted, but as ever, I've got my feet firmly planted on the ground. I can't think that we've dominated that game and thoroughly deserved to win 4-2. It's lovely when you score the goals, and for a debutant to come on in 45 minutes and wrap the game up with a hat-trick, and a good hat, well, they're all good hat-tricks, but each and every one of them good strikes, is just amazing. Barnsley played well. I think they deserve more out of the game, if I'm going to be brutally honest. Although we did have, for a spell there, just after we got our second, I thought we had some other chances that we could have put it to bed completely and end up giving two free kicks away that it's cost us not defending them.
It's an incredible story. If a striker had done it, it'd be a heck of a story. The boys in midfield play must be having to pinch himself downstairs.
I think we all are.
You've been looking for a midfield goal scorer for a while?
Well, yes, we have. And I'm going to have to say as well that it's a credit to Marcus that, you know, we isolated Grant Ward and we had a number of opportunities for other people, but we wanted that, and he's negotiated with Tottenham and got the best possible deal for us, and you know, recognised that we needed it and gone out and done it, and we've signed a real talent by, well, we thought that beforehand. I think everybody thinks that now.
He set the bar, hasn't he, for himself? He's not going to score a hat-trick week in, week out, but people will expect him to get double figures this season now.
Well, I said, well, that's the case. I mean, he was, you know, we bought him really to play wide in a 4-4-2, but he played narrow in a 4-3-3, which enabled him to get forward and get in the box. I mean, he's got legs. He can go past people. He put a few crosses in. Look, it's a wonderful day for him. It's for all of us, actually. And I'm glad the fans have been entertained with four goals. But there's another 45 to play.
He'll grab the headlines for obvious reasons, but your other Grant, Conor Grant, had a very good 45 minutes, I thought, for a kid playing his first championship match.
He did. He's got a lot to offer. He's a calm individual. He's a lovely footballer. He's not a flying winger, so I don't anybody think he is, but he's one of them that can manipulate the ball past him. If I think about somebody like Guy Whittingham, who's had a career in the Championship and Premier League, somebody of that ilk with that quality, that's who he reminds me of, to be honest.
How did Tommy Smith take your decision? That's possibly one of the hardest decisions you've had in your time here, to pick Christoph ahead of him this afternoon.
Yes, it was. And I didn't like doing it, but that's what I'm paid for, and I've got those hard decisions. And Tommy accepted it with good grace, I have to be honest. Didn't like it. He's not happy about it. But he's not coming here with his face tripping him. He's being the model professional, which I'd expect him to be. And if Adam Webster turns out where I think he's going to be, and he's going to play on the right side, then him and Christoph have got a hell of a fight to play on the left. But, you know, there may well be injuries, there may well be suspensions, and they might be back at Tommy and Bez, or, you know, who knows? Or Adam Webster and Tommy. We'll see.
And nice to make a winning start to get 3 points on the board as early as possible. You didn't want to be heading to Brentford, Wolves, into Norwich with that on your shoulder.
Not at all. No, I mean, I thought we'd got a tough August, and then I looked at September. That's not getting any easier. But let's take care of this. At least that will give us some confidence. And we can have a look at it now and be judged on our work rather than being judged on friendlies against people who there's not the same intensity. So I'm delighted with today.
Tough call up front, leaving Brett on the bench, but nice to see McGoldrick and Murphy reunited.
Well, you know, if anybody who's watched us over the last 4 years since I've been here, well, ever they've been here, they were the best partnership without a doubt. And it'd be lovely to rekindle that partnership, but, you know, I've got Freddie and I've got Brett who are not going to lay down and let them have the position, so it's nice to have competition for places.